Donna and I went to Mercy Hospital last night and waited with the family until everyone was cleared to go visit with Tony, and the physicians allowed two people at a time to go back to visit with Tony because she was pretty beaten up and real tired. But when Donna and I went in to see her, her first question was about the kids. She was very concerned about the students on the bus, and I think we had to reassure her two or three times that for the most part the students were in good shape. And you know, Tony's been a long time bus driver for the school district. She has a great relationship with the students who ride her bus and also the families on the bus routes. So we were happy to get a chance to visit with Tony even for two or three minutes. And we just want to assure everyone that last night at least she was doing as well as could be expected for being tossed around the bus the way she was. Some of the middle school and high school students who were on the bus, as soon as they were aware that Tony wasn't able to provide any assistance or even to help herself, they really took charge and helped the younger students off the bus. They put into practice what they learned during our emergency drills that we provide every school year. So we're very proud of the students who helped getting the other students off, helped with the evacuation. And I was told by the people from the sheriff's department and the emergency crews that responded that those kids really deserved a lot of credit for reacting in a very, very calm manner, but very efficient manner.